I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Greg Hickman. Greg is the CEO and founder of Systemly, a done-for-you sales funnel and marketing automation service for entrepreneurs and small businesses. His team works with clients such as Entrepreneur on Fire, Eventual Millionaire, and many other top online entrepreneurs. Greg is a blogger, podcaster, speaker, and his work has been featured on Copyblogger, Social Media Examiner, Business.com, Target Marketing Magazine, and more. Greg is also the co-host of the Zero to Scale podcast, and he blogs about entrepreneurship and building businesses on his blog. Greg, welcome to the show.
David, thanks for having me.
Listen, I wonder if we could start off by talking about what you see as some of the key ingredients to business success.
Well, I'd say one, obviously solving someone's problem. So, you know, if you're, whether that's through a product or a service, you know, being able to have that product market fit is obviously important, essentially selling something that people need. And two, I would say the team, you know, a successful team behind you, you know, however you build that team. But, you know, have it so that you're able to step out of the business and the business still runs, which leads into three, which is systems. Business systems and operational procedures are critical.
Yeah, I love also that you said having a situation where you're able to step out of the business and it still runs. Have you always realized how important that is?
Absolutely not.
Talk to me about it, because I see this as an area where people have a lot of challenges. There's like so much. I'll let you talk. I won't say anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, you know, which I guess part of my story is that I had, you know, left a full-time job at a large brand and built, or essentially to transition into something I had been building on the side, which was a mobile marketing agency. And, you know, we had some early success. But things started to plateau, and you know, the sales process was really long, and you know, I was selling mobile marketing services, and I was selling them to small independent retail businesses, and I kept running into the problem. You know, everyone talked about mobile was hot, you know, et cetera. You know, they're like, oh my God, you're in the right business. And but when I'd get into the actual sales part of it, where I'm talking to the actual prospect, one, they didn't realize they had a problem. Two, they didn't understand mobile. So I had to help them identify that there was a problem and then educate them on mobile and then connect the two things together. And it just wasn't working. Like I hit this block where, you know, they didn't get it. And that's when kind of the new business Systemly kind of came to be, leveraging another skill set that I had, which was marketing automation. And I'd hop on the phone with somebody that was interested in, you know, taking advantage of something like Infusionsoft. And they had the pain. They were very ready to buy a solution and invest for a solution that it was like a one call close. And that's when I realized, you know what, like while I'm in love with mobile, and I believe mobile is the solution to a lot of these small business owners' problems, the small business owner hasn't realized that there was a problem and it doesn't know enough about mobile to think that it's even an opportunity or an available solution. So it just made the conversation and growing the business extremely difficult, to the point where, you know, I decided to pivot. And I then kind of started saying, you know, make sure, and I think this is kind of feedback for anybody that kind of feels like they're in this position, fall in love with the problem, not the solution. And I fell in love with what I thought could be the solution when not enough people even knew enough about it to say, oh, mobile could be a solution. So like now I'm in a situation where I support business owners that are leveraging, you know, one of a handful of marketing and automation tools like Infusionsoft, and they've already felt the pain. Like, they've had trouble using it. They know they need help. And when they're talking to me, they're coming to me because they're ready to have someone help them. So like me being able to sell them on our services, which will help them, is way easier because they've already identified the problem. So I don't know, fall in love with the problem and not the solution.
Interesting. Yeah, it sounds also like it's like it was a game changer.
For me, yeah, definitely. I mean, again, like, you know, you kind of feel like you have that breakthrough. It's like banging my head on the wall. Why aren't, like, everyone's talking about mobile, but no one's willing to invest. And, you know, now I kind of start offering this other thing to a different audience as well. And it's, you know, now it's moving a whole lot faster. I mean, the, like, to give you an example, the mobile agency, we had about probably 7 customers that were, you know, high paying customers, but it took about 6 months to get them. It took me 3 days to get 7 customers for the new business. So, like, I mean,
a slight difference, you know, huh?
Very, a slight difference for sure. So, like, the rate at which we've been able to grow the new business, you know, it just blows the old business out of the water. And, you know, within a month, the new business was making almost 80% of what the old business was making.
Greg, what helped you understand that you needed to make the pivot? And then part B is, what actually helped you make the pivot?
Great question. So, I mean, the hardest part was that I had kind of dedicated the better part of a decade to my skill set and knowledge and experience in the mobile marketing space. I got involved in mobile super early, 2005, 2 years before the iPhone even came out, and worked with big brands, helping them develop strategies, and saw the opportunity for small business. And I've always had a passion for small business, and I wanted to take that kind of experience to the small business level. So the biggest thing was, like, walking away from it, you know, and not necessarily like I've completely walked away from it. I still love and believe in mobile. And in some way, shape, or form, I know that there's going to be integration points with what I'm doing now with mobile, but it's going to be coming from, like, a more holistic view. And it's not going to be like I'm selling the mobile solution first. It's going to be kind of like an extension or an enhancement. And it was just, it was getting over the fact that, you know, I've spent so much time and effort building out this area of expertise, you know, over 170 podcast episodes on my mobile podcast alone, like hundreds of blog posts, you know, speaking at conferences. You know, I went to 17 conferences, spoke at 17 conferences in 2014, and they were all about mobile. You know, I mean, I spent a very long time becoming the mobile guy. And the hardest part was just saying, all right, well, I don't have to be the mobile guy anymore, and I can be something else, and I can build a more sustainable business, a business that's going to make me happier, working with customers that I enjoy working with, if I just kind of try to make this transition. And so kind of what helped me get there is actually the Zero to Scale podcast, which I'm a co-host of. And thankfully, my co-host, Justin McGill, who runs a successful productized service business and now SaaS company called LeadFuse, you know, he said, you know, you've obviously been banging your head on the wall. You know, it's been, you know, 6-8 months, you know, you've kind of just been at the same, you know, same revenue level. Like, you've been getting interest on, you know, people found out you're certified with Infusionsoft, and, you know, you've been getting them interest. Why don't you give yourself a challenge? If you can get 2 to 3 customers or whatever number you think is relevant within the next 30 days, you give this thing more attention. So, you know, the Zero to Scale podcast is like a live, it's almost like you're inside a mastermind, and we're kind of sharing our revenue updates. We're sharing our challenges, our wins each and every week as each of us are growing our businesses. So it's a very behind the scenes look. So I sat there on my own show and said, all right, here's the deal. If I can get 2 to 3 customers in the next 30 days, I'm going to explore the concept of selling automation services and sales funnels, you know, in a bit more, you know, and give it a bit more time. And, you know, like I said, in 3 days, we had 6 or 7 customers, and I was like, okay, well, the pain is real. Was not expecting that to happen. And, you know, within the first 30 days, we had, you know, about 10 customers, and to the point where, like, I was hiring the first team members, and, you know, I wasn't even going out soliciting any new business. And while that was happening, I kept getting referrals. And I was like, okay, like, there's just something here that I can't ignore. So it was kind of the demonstration of kind of giving myself that measurable test of, can you get to 2 to 3 customers in 30 days? If I hadn't, I probably wouldn't have given it more thought. And that's kind of what, you know, a lot of the listeners of our show ask us. And, you know, they're like, I'm thinking about doing a pivot, you know, or XYZ. I'm like, well, figure out what your goal is. And if you can accomplish a small milestone of that within the next 30 days, then give it some more thought. And that, you know, just that act alone, you know, really helped solidify that this is a move I need to make.
It's a measurable way to test an assumption.
Exactly.
Interesting. So what advice would you give to our listeners if they are experiencing what you experienced, where you've been at something for quite a while, you've been successful, but only up to a point, you're not reaching your long-term goals in certainly on the near horizon? How do you have the mindset to be willing to make a shift? And then what are the actual tips to starting to make a shift?
Yeah, I would say, you know, first you kind of need to have to like sit down with yourself, right? And ask yourself, well, what got me here? And know that what you're currently doing probably isn't what you're going to need to be doing to get to the next level. You're going to need to change something. That may not necessarily mean change complete business models like I did, but something's going to need to change if you've been kind of at this flat line. So you kind of need to look at what you've been doing, what got you to where you're at, and start assessing, like, is there, with what I'm doing now, can I get to the level that I want to? In my situation, I felt like I couldn't. It was really difficult for me as a small business to engage with other small business owners that had brick and mortar locations. I mean, if you ever tried to engage with those people, it's extremely difficult to even get them on the phone, let alone like want to listen to you, because they get hit up hundreds of times a day by people just like me. So it was really hard from a sales process. So like, and then you have to ask yourself, how much longer are you willing to, you know, deal with the current state you're in? Like, I was tired of banging my head against the wall, and I said something needs to change. So I admitted that. Another thing is like, have the support from, you know, whether it's family, friends. I'm in 2 mastermind groups. Obviously I have my podcast, and my co-host Justin, like I mentioned, who, like, I'm sitting there and they're a sounding board, and I'm, you know, saying like, dude, like, I'm stuck. Like, what do I do? And they're, you know, they're giving me ideas, and they're, you know, they're trying to help. And I can't stress enough the importance of a mastermind group. And for those, I don't know if you discussed mastermind groups before, but it's a group of like-minded people. If you're smart, you want to be the dumbest person in the group and the person who's making the least amount of money, which in both cases I am. And, you know, you solicit feedback from people that are, you know, a few steps ahead of you and, you know, are in your corner, while you're obviously also giving them value as well. And like the support of that group and kind of their validation in, yes, Greg, you should try this, was critical. And then when it started working, and I'm a big preacher of, you know, don't run multiple businesses. I was now in the position of, I have 2 businesses. Like, I have the current customers of Mobile Marketing Engine, the mobile agency, and now I have these new customers for Systemly. And like, I know that I'm not going to be successful doing both. So I made a conscious decision to focus on one, and kind of, as like, over a certain period of time, wean off of the existing Mobile Marketing Engine customers. And I mean, we actually, so at that point, you know, like I said, we had 7, we actually have 1 left. And you know, we'll probably be done working with them, I'd say, by the end of the first quarter of 2016. So, it's been, I mean, so those are kind of the things. I mean, you know, and then actually just the get comfortable with like shedding whatever sort of identity you think you had and be willing to kind of reinvent yourself. Cause again, like I was this mobile guy, like people, I mean, every day are retweeting content from my mobile blog. And like, now I look at it and I'm like, oh, like, how do I get rid of like this persona that I was the mobile guy, you know, because I'm not, I mean, I still can be, but I'm a lot more than that now. And like, I'm reinventing myself and, you know, I'm okay with that. And for the first month or two, it was kind of hard to have to tell myself that. But as more money kept coming in on the new business, it's like, hey, money talks, right? So clearly people are looking for this new thing, not the old thing.
Yeah, but the message I'm also hearing is that it's important to get help. It's important to be willing to make yourself vulnerable and open yourself up in a trusted environment to people who can be both critical of what you've done or what you're thinking, but also be helpful.
100%. And, you know, I didn't even mention my wife, which she was critical too. You know, it's like as an entrepreneur, like in the position I'm in and maybe some of you listening, you know, you're working from home, you know, it's, you know, life and business in a lot of ways are blended. So, you know, I walk out of my home office and like, I'm super upset and now my wife has to deal with it. And like, that's not necessarily fair. So a lot of the questions that, you know, I'd go to her and say, you know, I'm struggling and, you know, she'd obviously like encourage me and make me feel better, thankfully. But like, I also had to ask myself, how much longer am I going to like put her through this? You know, like, I don't want her to have to like deal with me complaining all the time or like, you know, being miserable because like, I'm just constantly banging my head against the wall. So not only was she there from like the personal level of support, but it's like, I also had to consider, you know, how am I now showing up in the world to my wife, to my friends, my family, because I'm just constantly slamming my head into this wall. And, you know, you have to just think about the other people that you're impacting too, because it's likely not just you.
It almost certainly is not just you. It reminds me of on the podcast Startup, Alex Bloomberg has all these snippets of conversations that he's recorded of his discussions with his wife, Nazanin, about the business that he's trying to start. And when she says, "You're doing what?"
Yeah, right?
Right.
And she's like, "That's not a good name."
Yes. So the fact that that this is reality and being open to making changes is really important.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could switch topics just a little bit, Greg.
Yeah.
You mentioned at the beginning how team is important. Right? What do you think it takes to become the guy that people will go out of their way to find excuses to work with?
You know, I feel like that's a really hard question. All I'm doing is just being myself. So I think being authentic obviously is important. One thing that I know that I'm really focused on with my team is just being super, super transparent. And you know, from, you know, where we're at with a revenue standpoint, like when I could potentially be giving them raises, you know, when I expect to have more clients, you know, all of that stuff, you know, is something that I'm trying to actively communicate, and, you know, wins, losses. So I feel like they're very much a part of the business and, you know, they want it to succeed too, which obviously is when you find the right people, you know, they're going to feel like the business is their own as well. And, you know, I definitely feel like the team that I've built so far, feels that way. You know, they're coming up with ideas that are, you know, helping the business evolve, and it doesn't have to just be me. And, you know, the team is in many ways smarter than I am. And, you know, so hire people that are smarter than you,
and be okay with it.
One thing. And yeah, definitely be okay with it. I mean, I don't know who said the quote, but like, you know, always try to be the dumbest person in the room. You know, I definitely try to live up to that. And especially with the team. So, you know, and then obviously be open to having them give their opinions and then let them run with it. Like give them the ability to like implement stuff that they came up with. You know, it doesn't always have to be your idea. You know, constantly the team right now is saying, hey, like, this has been happening. Like, I think we should do X, Y, Z. I'm like, sweet, do it. Like, go. But like, that's, you're the one leading this particular thing. You know, you're the one that's going to help dictate how it should work, because it's going to impact you the most. So, I mean, that's just been working great. So I don't know if it's a combination of just being authentic and transparent, and obviously having personality kind of, you know, our personalities vibe for sure. So that's helpful. But I think kind of giving them the responsibility that allows them to, you know, operate in a way that they want to, has been helpful. However, I will say that while they do have all of that, we have pretty detailed operating procedures and guidelines. So, you know, that's a key part of the thing. You know, I mentioned systems. You know, we have a standard operating procedure. We have actually probably 50 standard operating procedures. We have our standard operating document, which shares kind of our core principles and all that stuff. So, you know, there are these guide rails that you create as an owner, and that I'm, you know, trying to create as an owner, that gives the team the ability to operate and think for themselves and kind of take action on their own. But they're always doing it within the guidelines of the core operating principles and, you know, kind of like the core values of the company.
Yeah, because the values and the structure are very important.
Very, very important.
Greg, I wondered if we could talk a little bit about your podcast.
For sure.
How did it get started?
So when I had started Mobile Marketing Engine, which in many ways was a productized service, I was currently in a mastermind with a few folks, which I still am in, that are more of like info marketers or creating digital products and stuff like that. And I really wanted to get into a mastermind with other productized service owners. So I kind of reached out to some people that I had been following on blogs and started expressing interest, and basically connected with one guy named Brian Castle, who has a productized service called Audience Ops. Awesome company.
And a recent guest on Smashing the Plateau.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Brian's awesome. So we were talking, we're like, hey, let's start a mastermind. And then we brought in two other folks. Justin, my co-host, was one of them. And, as I was kind of getting to know Justin, I was currently blogging on my personal blog about my journey from taking Mobile Marketing Engine from zero to 20K a month in monthly recurring revenue. He was actually writing on his blog about his journey of growing LeadFuse. And, as we started talking about it, you know, I had a passion for kind of sharing this information with like-minded entrepreneurs that kind of felt like they were in a similar position and sharing my learnings. And he was doing the same thing on his blog. I had always wanted a co-host. I feel like I really enjoy shows that have multiple hosts. I thought I would be better as a co-host. So I always, in the back of my head, I'm like, I'd love to have a co-host someday. And then he was really interested in starting a podcast, but had never started a podcast. So kind of our values aligned. And then he at the time was looking to grow his business to 25K a month, in MRR. So like our goals were similar. We both had a passion for kind of sharing this stuff. And I wanted a co-host and he wanted a podcast. So we're like, you know what, why don't we just do this together? And you know, through that, we kind of came up with the format of the show of just kind of sharing this journey, which is what we were doing on our personal blogs, but became a lot, easier as we did it together, you know, through audio.
And what unexpected things has it done for the two of you?
Well, I mean, through the podcast, I pivoted from Mobile Marketing Engine to Systemly. The podcast being just a co-host and sharing this journey along the way has led me to this business that I'm now in. It's led me to now three other people that are in my corner that are smarter than me, that I can get feedback from and bounce ideas off of on a, you know, daily and weekly basis, which has dramatically impacted my growth, the speed of growth, both personally and business. So, yeah, I mean, this is the first I'm kind of thinking about it, but yeah, this show was kind of like the catalyst for a lot of this stuff.
Sounds great. Greg, who have been some of the influencers in your career, in your business life?
Yeah, so, I mean, from a mobile perspective, a guy by the name of Bruce Hershey has always been, you know, kind of an advisor, mentor, and good friend of mine. He's been, I'd had him on my podcast, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. You know, someone that I would always go to, that I looked up to as someone who had kind of done what I wanted to do. He had built a mobile agency, sold it, and, you know, probably one of the top mobile strategists that's out there, in the world, probably. Now is kind of leading up all of the digital initiatives for Men's Warehouse. Brilliant guy. So someone I always kind of have talked to. I'd say my mastermind partners, specifically John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. You know, I met John early on when I was starting to blog and podcast, and Entrepreneur on Fire was just getting started. And, you know, since January 2013, you know, every Wednesday morning, me and John are on the phone together. You know, and since we've added another key influencer in my life, Rick Mulready, who has his own Facebook ad advertising training business. You know, those two guys have been critical in my growth, just from a support, friendship, you know, business advice, connections. You know, those guys are amazing. You know, other influencers that I have personal relationships with, you know, one that stands out is Noah Kagan. He runs AppSumo and a company called Sumo Me, which is a software company. Noah is like a no BS kind of guy. You should definitely check him out. He has his personal blog at okdork.com. And he's just kind of like always tells it to you straight, super honest. So always just someone I've kind of respected, and used to work for Facebook, was like number 30 employee at Facebook, and has since like launched 2, you know, 7-figure, if not more, businesses. And just, you know, always, I always go to him for some really good advice, but the rest are like books and podcasts and, you know, obviously authors of those books. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
So, what are you working on now? What do we have to look forward to, particularly now that you've started Systemly?
Well, so my main focus is Systemly. You know, the podcast Zero to Scale is, you know, kind of a secondary thing that kind of shares the journey of me growing Systemly. But yeah, Systemly, you know, all the way, which is a done for you sales funnel and marketing automation service. We support Infusionsoft users, users of a couple other tools, Drip and ConvertKit, and potentially soon ActiveCampaign. We help, you know, help online entrepreneurs, you know, automate their business, give them time back, help them make more money in less time, with our services and the campaigns that we're creating, so that they can kind of become content machines. And you know, I'm still on that mission. The mission of 20K a month in monthly recurring revenue. We're at this moment of recording, we're at about 10, a little over 10. So halfway there. And what's crazy, you know, I started 2015 on this journey, and the highest I got was like 7, you know, 7K a month in monthly recurring revenue. And since September of 2015, you know, now we're already at a little over 10 with Systemly. So a lot faster growth. So I'm just excited to like be diving into this now that I have something that works. You know, we have happy customers that haven't left, that have been with us for months and months and months. And now we're just refining, we're building a team, refining our own procedures and operations, and, you know, now starting to really work on our own marketing.
Sounds great. Well, I look forward to hearing from you that you're in a whole new place at the beginning of 2017.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully I'm in the same place, just at a larger level.
Exactly. Greg, how can listeners learn more about you?
Yeah, you can check out system.ly. I'm pretty active on Twitter at GJ Hickman. And, you know, if you want to follow and learn more about this journey, if this is something that resonates with you, check out the Zero to Scale podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud.
Sounds great. Well, Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. It's been a really interesting discussion about your own journey, about business growth in general. And and entrepreneurship. My guest today has been entrepreneur and podcast host Greg Hickman. Thank you again, Greg, for joining us.
David, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.